We have a question for you here that is very simple, but we were having this debate the other day because people always toss around the words, I'm grown.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
And we've done it too because, you know, we became grown at some point. But if you had to put a number on when you are officially grown, because you got to think about it, when you're 18, you could vote. When you're 18, you could go to war. You know, when you're 21, you could drink. When you're 25, you could, like, you know, rent a car without all the crazy fees and stuff. So maybe that's when they consider you a grown-up. Maybe when you turn 30, because, well, hell, you're 30. what age is grown?
Because
a lot of people out here false flagging and representing grown, and they ain't.
I think it's a case by case basis. Like, you know, some people are forced to grow up fast. You know, there's some 16, 17 year olds that are damn near grown because they have grown responsibilities, taking care of, you know, siblings or, you know, whoever. Some people, like you said, 30, and you're still kind of like under mama's wing or.
But daddy's. I mean, but if you had a number to graduate to grown,
yeah,
I mean, like we were talking about the confession where the girl was living at home again, and she said she was 34, and people were like, she's grown. It's like, well, yeah, but she's also back at home now. So if you're an 18-year-old coming back home, it doesn't feel as bad.
Are
you grown at 18? Maybe not.
Nah.
So what age do you feel? Like somebody just said 25, I think. 25, you don't have to keep asking other people to help you do stuff.
When you start making smarter decisions and stop making all those immature ones, like I would say at least when you're out of college, because you're still making all those dumb, immature, silly, drinking, dumb decisions, especially in college. So even though you might feel grown, you're still immature. So I'm going to go with 25.
Out of the 205, it says you're grown by the age of 25. I say that as a 21-year-old. So,
oh, wow.
So a 21-year-old, okay. Ain't grown yet.
What age do they kick you off the insurance?
That might be 25.
I think that's when you get out of college. So it's usually like 25.
That was
like my dad was happy when I got off his
insurance. Yeah.
But when you're out of college, you're supposed to be like 21, 22, right?
Yeah,
but maybe some people take it the long road.
They stick around for a while.
Or you can have years of college, you know.
I'm 25 with two kids, and I still don't feel grown, but I got all my own ish.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel that way all the time. I still feel like I can go out there and do that, but then I look in the mirror and I see I got two kids running around. I'm like, oh, damn.
Somebody else says out of the 813, I think it's when you leave your parents' house.
I still feel like you're going to make stupid decisions.
And it depends on how much you're relying on them after you leave.
So my 863 says when you're paying your own bills, that's when you're grown.
Especially like the deposits and like just like insurance.
First and last month.
Oh, the worst bills.
That's a
they just
lot.
Said it's 26 when you're getting off your insurance.
Okay.
Yeah. I was off insurance at 18, so I'm jealous of everybody that's putting that up
age
right now.
Age doesn't make you grown. It's when you could take care of your own responsibilities.
But when does that usually start for people? I'm guessing it's going to be around, on average, maybe 25 years old. Seriously.
There's people out there, just to let you know, who are counting down the 18th birthday of their children.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Like they
I'm sure
are,
I'll be doing
I mean,
the same thing.
You don't remember, like, Dobby was telling us about his boys.
Yeah.
His parents used to be like, you got 6 months.
Uh-huh.
It's a countdown.
That's mean.
You got to get, I mean, but no, but that's, there are people out there who believe 18 is now, you're grown.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own decisions. You can go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go out there and mess up. You in the system.
But that's
now.
How it
You're
was
grown.
In my house. That's how it was in my house. I hit 18. I got into college and I was on and I paid all my bills from then on out. But looking back on that, I really wasn't an adult, even though I felt like I was.
No, you was just at you just had adult access.
Yes.
Was there a specific moment that you can recall being like, all right, damn, like I'm grown and I got to handle this different?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
It was when I was in Tallahassee and I had to buy a car. And I went down there and all of the stuff, like usually whenever I would do something like that, my dad would be there with me and he would be signing it and explaining it to me. But I had to call him and tell him I had a new car. Mm. And I was like, he didn't see it. He didn't drive it. I was just like, all right, well, I'm about to go to work now because I got to go and pay for this damn car. And I left and went to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was like my whole thing where it wasn't dads no more.
It was a big realization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in college and it hit me like a ton of bricks, I remember crying in my Honda Civic Del Sol all by myself because I had a negative on my bank account. I was about to be kicked out of my apartment. I didn't know what to do for a job, and it would just slap me in the face like I have to get up and I have to go work and do this and that at the same time. I can't buy expensive makeup anymore. I can't do any of that.
Yeah. For me, I was living with a girl. I was living with my ex, and like I was living with her, and we broke up, and it was, all right, what's your next move? Are you going to humble yourself, ask mama for some money or try to move back in? Or you going to man up and figure it out? And then I figured it out. And it took sleeping on the couch at a homie's, sleeping in my car for a little while. Mm. But that was like, all right, I'm grown now. I'm too grown to go back home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's prideful.
I don't like that pride to get you in trouble.
Your mom would have much rather you not sleep in your car. Just come home. She has a whole room still looks like from high school.
With my Tupac poster.
Yeah. Your Tupac poster would have welcomed you back.
That was the moment. I'm like, nah, I can't go back.
Somebody said, I want my son to be out at 18, but my husband says no.
Oh, I mean, everybody's a little bit different, especially the maturity level of your kid.
I became grown at 19 when Pops told me I had to leave home and got my own place and everything else.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Somebody else
on here says, I am 41. I pay my own bills. I have a job. I have kids, but I still don't consider myself grown.
Yeah. See?
Okay, listen, you're going to have to let that go.
We can hang out.
All right, just to let you know, you're going to have to let that go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.